The Permanent Council of the Organization of American States is meeting in an emergency session today on Sunday, the 28th. A very irregular happening taking place. But the reason for it is that the situation in the Republic of Honduras, which hosted just a couple of weeks ago the 39th General Assembly of the OAS, the political situation has deteriorated over the past days. In a situation whereby this morning, early morning, President Mel Zelaya, the constitutionally elected president of Honduras, was arrested by the military and put on a plane and sent to Costa Rica. In the meantime, it seems that a provisional president has been appointed by the Congress. And the Organization of American States, member states, are in discussion how to deal with the situation today. In fact, given the developments which are taking place, on a continuous basis, make it very difficult for the organization to have a clear position on what to do. So several options are available. One is of condemnation of the actions of the military, in the context of democracy, of rule of law, but also the condemnation of the arrests of diplomatic personnel in Honduras. That has happened, and that is something which we strongly condemn and reject. But in terms of the government, the constitutionally elected government, there's only one way we can respond to this, is that by saying that we do not recognize any other government or president being put in place. The OAS member states very clearly stated in very strong consensus that the only government they recognize as in power is the constitutionally and democratically elected President Zelaya and his cabinet. So in absence of that, there is a strong demand for the immediate and unconditional return of President Zelaya from Costa Rica back to Tegucigalpa, the capital of Honduras, to resume his duties as president of the country. And if that does not happen, the call has been made for a special General Assembly as soon as possible, early next week, to consider the situation at that point in time. Secretary General Insulza will be traveling to the region, most likely not to Honduras, as our interlocutors are not the one which are democratically and constitutionally elected in the position at this point in time. So we will continue monitoring the situation. A resolution or a declaration will be issued today by the Permanent Council, which will basically reflect the points I earlier made, a rejection of the actions by the military, a non-acceptance of any other president than the constitutionally elected president, a need, a demand for immediate return unconditionally of the elected president, and also of a ultimatum to make all of this happen as soon as possible, so that when the Special General Assembly meets, then further actions can be determined. One of those can be a suspension of Honduras on the basis of Article 9 of the Charter of the OAS and also on the basis of the provisions in the Inter-American Democratic Charter. That is where we are at this point in time, but the process is ongoing.
About the ambassadors and the foreign minister being
confirmed? Well, I'm not sure if it is confirmed. We have heard several people, several authorities in Honduras informing us that the mayor of San Pedro Sula, the ambassadors from Cuba, from Venezuela, and from Nicaragua were arrested and not well treated, including the foreign minister, Minister Patricia Rodas. But these are unconfirmed information which we receive. If that is the case, then this is something certainly regrettable and not fitting at all the international practice of diplomacy and international relations.
Is there a valuable timeline? Once the resolution is decided on, how quickly can the General Assembly issue to the
I believe the resolution, which will be adopted later today by the member states, will call for the convening of a special General Assembly, independent of the developments, because the situation is grave enough to, even if democracy and constitutional order was restored in Honduras over the coming 48 hours, then still it will be necessary to consider further the following steps in terms of outstanding issues which led to this situation. For instance, the issue about the survey which President Zelaya wanted to be held to determine whether a fourth ballot needed to be included in the upcoming general elections in terms of the need for a change of the constitution. That is basically the legal issue which has created this whole situation. But in any case, there will be need for further discussion on this matter. So I believe the resolution today will call for the convening of such a meeting early next week.
Your office is directly in charge of that. How quickly does it
come? Well, we have done this before. We can call a meeting within 48 hours without a problem. Member states will have to respond to whether their foreign ministers will be available. But if there is such an urgent matter on the agenda of the OAS, we will make every effort to have a special General Assembly meet here in Washington at the headquarters to discuss the issue and to agree on actions.